Hi, this is Craig Taylor. I'm at the University Hospital Southampton. It's the 27th of September 2013, and I've just asked some wonderful people from UHS to do some online research about some tools, technologies, platforms, methods, approaches that they've never heard of before. This is them, and this is what they've come up with.
Hello, I'm Steve. I looked up ePortfolio because I didn't really know what it meant for the NHS, but I imagine it's something where you collect all of the, you know, the things that you've been working on or your things that you've studied and put them online.
Hi, my name is Jeff Cooper. I looked at alternate reality games, which is a method of projecting complex environments which develop according to the user's interactions. So I could see that being used as something like emergency planning.
Hi, my name's Dean Bailey. I looked up RSS, which was Rich Site Summary. It's a format for delivering regularly changing web content. Many news media sites and web blogs use this routinely, as well as publishers, including the BBC.
Hi, I'm Liz Taylor. I looked at Twitter because it's not very clear to me what it is everybody does. Founded in 2006. It's actually a microblog. You can put up to 140 characters once you're registered onto, and you can access it by web, SMS or phone apps. It has 5 million users, and I thought I'd best be one of them. And I thought I could use it after class, when I teach management courses, to get topics spoken about and remembered by just tweeting certain key bits. How have you used them?
Hello, my name's Joanne Palmer. I was looking at Linoit. It's a free canvas that you can put post-it notes and videos and training things on. I think it'd be good for our procedures, so we could video them and put them on there for people's training.
I'm Gemma Thomas. I was looking at Tumblr. It's a micro blogging platform and social networking website where you can put posts, text, photos, quotes, links, music and videos and blogging. I thought if people needed to find out about a subject, they could blog it on here and get any response.
Hi, I'm Julie Martin, and I've been researching apps, which I never really understood, and they are software applications designed to run on smartphones, tablets or computers. I think the thing that I found was that they are limited by the constraints of the device, so the battery size, and less powerful processors. So if you're designing something, you have to really carefully think about how much you want to put on your information.
Hi, I'm Carol Clark. I've been researching MOOCs, which are massive open online courses. These are basically online classes or courses aimed at large groups for interactive and web-based distance learning.
Hi, I'm Liz. I was looking at Rotunda. This is an online package that allows you to use spaced learning, so you can contact your learners after the event and remind them of the key points using various methods through that software package.
Hi, I'm Jo. I was looking at augmented reality, and this is where the simplest example is that a car mechanic puts on a pair of glasses, and as he's doing the mending of the car, actually the glasses are telling him what to do as he's doing. It's really clever, actually, and I would suspect that for equipment training, possibly, it's something that actually might be quite useful.
I was looking at my name is Diana. I was looking at something called Pinterest, and it's basically a virtual pin board. Well, that's my understanding of it, where you can put events or things on it and people can add things to it. Like, it's a bit like putting, what are these called? Post-its on a board. And I was thinking it would be quite useful after a session if people have got questions about certain parts of the learning.
Thank you very much. That's all, folks.